It's a question of balance. City Council is meant to represent the people of the city of Prince George, not just the taxpayers but the whole public body with fairness and equity for all. Sounds pretty idyllic, doesn't it? Everyone's needs within the city's scope of responsibility is looked after in a timely fashion. City Council and Mayor work together to find common ground and address the needs of the community. As we have seen in the past and as reports come out now, we find that isn't the case. Divisions are obvious among our elected officials and city administration. 10 months have gone by since our civic election. Many local issues have not been addressed. There's been some talk, some meetings, but no disclosure to the public. On a walk down 3rd Avenue from Quebec Street to George Street, there is noticeable an unpleasant odor of human feces, just steps away from a pleasant and well-maintained outdoor patio. The roving groups of downtown folks move from street corner to street corner, as some lay strung out on the sidewalks and doorways from the last fix. Garbage pulled out of waste bins, laying on the street along with saline tubes, cook cups and needle packaging adding to the mess. 3 times in one day, I witnessed young ladies, strung out on whatever the street offered them, staggering out into the middle of busy intersections. No police, no bylaws, no outreach teams. Yet the city's communications department wants to change our perceptions of the downtown. Our mayor is frustrated, as are a few councillors I have spoken to. Then the others are either busy or oblivious to the mess we are in now. But there seems to be a breakdown even there, as they haven't had a sit-down strategy meeting since the election. 2 months and change away from 1 year in office, and what have they got done? Let me be clear. I respect the office of city councillor and that of the mayor. The question is, do they actually respect the chairs they are sitting in? They need to put aside their personal views and work on the issues of the city and its residents as a team. They can disagree, because that leads to discussions and from that maybe some progress. But this isn't a free check, courtesy of the taxpayers. John Zakofsky is a Prince George writer.